This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado School of Mines will get a new research facility that's expected to cost $167 million. The building will replace laboratories used by U.S. Geological Survey scientists focused on critical energy and mineral programs. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced that the project will be funded through the president's bipartisan infrastructure law. The center, estimated to be built in 5 years, will also serve as a teaching facility. Some state lawmakers want to ensure that rideshare drivers have enough insurance to cover their passengers if they're hit by an uninsured motorist. But CPR's Megan Verley reports the bill has strong opposition.
Democratic Representative Adrienne Benavides says she was shocked to learn rideshare companies aren't currently required to carry uninsured motorist coverage, and doubts many of their customers know either.
This will stop people being surprised, because when they get surprised, they're in the hospital. They're facing catastrophic bills that they can't pay. This is protection.
Republicans object to the bill, which they argue will drive up the cost of rideshare trips by about 6%. House Minority Leader Hugh McKean.
Folks, this is yet another way that we're passing on the cost of people who do not comply with Colorado law and drive around without insurance to the people who are paying the bills.
The bill is awaiting its final vote in the House before it goes on to the state Senate. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
While much of the state is expecting or is already seeing snow today, a red flag warning has been issued for southern Colorado. From Colorado Springs to Pueblo to Trinidad, people should avoid burning things due to dryness, high winds, and the risk of all those things combined sparking fires. This warning is in effect for southern Colorado until 7 tonight. This is CPR News. It is 2:06.